and welcome to episode 42 of Divided by Werewolves, or as we're soon going to be, the Monster Hunting World Show. Because it's all both of us really think about at the moment. I don't know about you, but when I'm at dinner, I'm just like, I could be fucking up monsters right now. This is wasting time with family. Who are you? Who are you? You don't help me jump on a ukulele or whatever the hell they're called. Stab me in the face.
Yeah, I tweeted this morning. I was sitting there at work, and I was just like, fuck, why didn't I call out? Like, I could be playing Monster Hunter right now.
Yeah.
And I'm at fucking work.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting because if you, you know, listened or watched the stream, I mean, the beta I thought went well for us. We didn't know what we were doing. But then getting started, the frustrations, aside from some stuff that just seems so, like, deliberately difficult. Like, you know, if a monster yells at you and you stand there holding your ears for 30 seconds while it murders your family and then wears them. Or if you get knocked over and you're like, you could go make a drink and a sandwich in the time it takes for you to get back up. Like, that seems like deliberately just a way to make it harder. Like, they're saying, well, don't get knocked over. And if you know this thing's going to scream in your face, then figure out when it's going to do it and then don't be there when it screams in your face. But
right, that, and also it's you know, if anybody watched us play it, I don't understand. We've been playing video games cooperatively online for years.
Yeah.
At this point, there's like a fairly easy way for players to get together and play a game. And why this particular game decided to make it so fucking frustrating.
And that was
I will never understand.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point, is that there's other parts that I just don't understand why it's as hard as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that, like, we've had drop-in, drop-out co-op and games with stories since Borderlands 2 is the one. That was the big one. And they probably had it before that. But that was the one. No, actually, Crackdown. I think
Crackdown, yeah.
But I mean, we've had it for a while where you could just jump in and it would, and maybe, you know, even if it doesn't, even if it's a situation where, okay, I jump into Mitch's game and then the story doesn't progress for me. Well, who gives a shit, right? Like, at the end of the day, I'll do it again. I get it done. I don't care. But this idea of, well, you got to wait to see a cutscene. Oh, not that cutscene. There's going to be another one.
Right.
We don't know when it is, and we're not going to tell you.
Right.
But you have to wait until you get past the cutscene, and then you're like, all right, fine. And then you wait until you get past the cutscene, and then your friend decides to join, and it's like, oh, no, you need to also wait. You need to see the cinematic masterpiece that we've got in store for you.
Right. And maybe, then, like, I don't know, maybe, again, we just don't fully understand everything yet, and that's fine. But I don't understand. Like, to me, it makes sense that if the game knows you need to do a quest and I have the same quest assigned, and again, whether it counts for both of us or not, who cares? But we're in that hub, you know, that centralized the tower from Destiny, you know, so to speak. Why the fuck can't we party up there? One of us posts a quest and off we go.
Exactly.
That's all. That's the only gripe I have, because that's the easiest thing in the world to me. And why that's not how it works, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I agree. I honestly don't get it either. Just the, you know, the fact that it's not smart enough to know that you're both trying to do the same thing. And then, you know, and then it's such an arbitrary thing. It just seems like they're like, oh yeah, now you can send out an SOS. Well, if you miss the message, you don't know when it's okay,
right,
for, you know, for people to join you. And then my understanding is, like, I was reading an article on Kotaku today, and the guy said that he's glad that he did the first 70 hours or so solo.
Jesus.
Because it made things more challenging, which I can understand. I mean, you wouldn't have to deal with any of the multiplayer stuff. But he said, you know, there's sometimes having other people join, it's not a great thing. Like, there's certain quests where the failure condition is to faint once. If one person faints, you're done. Well, if you get a bunch of randoms brought in and somebody faints, well, you're done. And it may not be anything your fault. It may have been that they didn't know what they were doing. They weren't paying attention. They were answering a text. Who knows?
Yeah.
So I can kind of understand because, you know, in the when I've played it by myself, and I've played it with you far more than I've played it by myself, you know, it is – you just go, okay, you know, I'm just going to jump in. I'm going to do this thing. And that's easy enough to do if you're doing like an investigation or whatever. But I don't – I mean a game like this that touts itself as a four-player co-op game shouldn't be more fun with just one person or more or less frustrating than with with one person. It should be the same. It should be, you know, viable either way. You know, if you want to go by yourself. And the other thing, too, is like oddly enough, it scales up multiplayer. It's either one person or four people. So if there's just two people, it's like the difficulty scales up for four people.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a distinction. So but that being said, I mean, it's completely fucking addictive. Like the loop, the feedback.
Yes.
Loop, like that's one of the things about Destiny that, you know, you kind of you know, it has to a certain degree. But the fact that like in Destiny, you have to wait until you might get a quest and then go grind things. So you're kind of playing in the hopes that you'll get something to grind. You're kind of grinding just because you get in the habit of it, and then you kind of hope something pops that gives you a reason to be there.
Yeah.
Here, being able to just go, hey, I want those pants. Okay, I'm going to go kill these things. You know, whatever.
Right.
It makes a difference.
I agree.
And I'm sure that, like, as time goes on, maybe it'll just be the same. You'll go, all right, well, there's nothing there for me to do, but...
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Like, I feel like I hope anyway. Like, I don't know. I hope there's enough to keep me busy. And we have friends that have put over 100 hours into it since it came out. So I hope there's enough there. I hope I never get bored or I'd never like I hope I never get to the point where I don't really want those pants. Like, you know, I want to always, you know, for at least, you know, for a good while now, because I feel like this game's going to keep me busy. Whereas Destiny 2, I was still playing. And it was like, why am I doing this?
I stopped. Like I can't even tell you when. I can't even tell you the last time I played.
Yeah, I mean, I played it last week, but it's like I have on Xbox, I've sort of fallen off a little bit. But on the PlayStation, you know, I have 2 335 characters and 1 334. I need the fucking hunter cloak. And so I've been playing it for weeks just trying to get a fucking cloak. And I'm like, do I really need it? And right. Finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm done. Like, there's nothing for me to do. I'm actually done.
Yeah.
I need to stop pretending like there's shit for me to do here.
Right.
Because I'm, you know, who the fuck knows when I'll get a cloak.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. Like I played for a while, and then I was like, I don't care about the Masterwork armor and the Masterwork guns. I don't care about – like, there's story stuff to do. Like, I don't care when they're like, oh, well, we added scoring to strikes. And I'm like, great. So I can see how shitty I am at strikes. That's fantastic. That's what I want. You know, or for, you know, some of the other little G-Jaws and doodads. And I'm like, you know, I bought the season pass, which in retrospect now I kind of wish I hadn't because I don't feel like
same.
The first expansion was really worth it.
Nope.
But, you know, I'll play the other one. And then, you know, unless there's a reason to do it and I don't know if it's also because like I just have more options now. Like I have the Switch, I play that a lot, and you know, and just and something like this, or you know, and but there was a time when Destiny was what I wanted to play, and like you said, I got to the point where I just was like, why am I doing this? Like I tried, you know, they did something. Their last Iron Banner, I was like, all right, and then I was like, oh, are you kidding me? The same fucking token thing? Fuck that! Like I don't need anything. And then and even when like the level cap was raised, I was like, I don't care. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, in the next expansion, they're gonna give you something that you can pop and pull up higher whatever. Like it makes more sense to wait.
Yeah.
Because you go up so fast that it'll take you no time to get to where other people spent months to get to.
Right.
So but yeah, like right now, like I'm renting this because I mean I have space in my queue and there's no I'm already paying for it, so but you know, what once March has a lot more things and a lot more Switch games and stuff. So when that point comes where I need to free up space in my queue, I hope it's on sale. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
I hope it's on sale. So, all right. So we have a bunch of movies to talk about tonight. Most importantly is Black Panther, but we'll save that one for last because there's a few small ones to get into. So Mitch had told me about this movie a couple months ago, and I'd heard about it as well, but I hadn't watched it in that. And he had mentioned it because Robert Pattinson was in it. And I remember you saying that he's unrecognizable as himself.
Yeah.
And that movie,
I made the mistake of tweeting that I was like, I'm sitting over here with a whole newfound respect for Robert Pattinson.
He was fantastic.
My phone blew up for like 3 days straight.
Are you serious?
Yes. I said it on Twitter. I got retweeted and liked or whatever the fuck on Twitter it is so many times for saying that. Like, wow.
the movie in question is Good Time. And it was an independent film, came out last year, and you can watch it right now on Amazon Prime Video if you've got Amazon Prime. And it is not a fun movie to watch. It is not a good time. It is frequently funny, but it's funny because it's one of these movies where it takes place over an evening or a couple days. Robert Pattinson is trying to get bail. Raise bail money to get his brother, who appears to have some sort of mental handicap, out of jail. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of like a Run All Night or like a Running Scared, not the Billy Crystal one, but the Paul Walker one.
Yes,
this guy is gonna spend time with some unsavory individuals.
Oh shit!
Kind of going through the city to get what he needs.
Yeah.
The difference being that Run All Night has Liam Neeson, and Running Scared has Paul Walker, and despite the fact that they come across some very unsavory characters, there's still some. I don't know if charisma is the right word to about them, but they're not like nasty. I guess would be the right way to say it. This guy, like, if you ever wanted a scared straight movie, make kids watch Good Time. Because then you can say, is this the class of people you want to hang out with? Like, there's a joke that I can't remember. I think it's Dennis Leary or somebody does. I don't remember. And the joke is that the problem with doing drugs is that you have to spend your time with other assholes who do drugs.
Yeah, and that was Dennis Leary.
Yeah, okay. And I'm watching this movie, and just the fucking nasty scumbag people that he just runs with to begin with, but then is just like basically spending his time with the entire time, and I'm just like, oh my god, these people are horrible, and he's a idiot in this movie. Like, his heart is in the right place, but it's not because he got his brother into this situation. But then also, like, this is it, the stuff that happens when he's trying to get him out of jail is something that you're like, yeah, you're an idiot.
And I think that's where the likability comes in, because like you said, and it's funny that you mentioned Running Scared, because I didn't know if you were going to make that comparison or not. I
love that movie.
I love that movie too, man. I sat on the edge of my fucking seat for 100 minutes, whatever the runtime is on Running Scared. And I don't even like Paul Walker. I didn't like him then. I don't remember why I watched it.
I remember obviously, I'm a Fast Furious fan, so I love Paul Walker from that point. And I remember reading about it, and I went and I just kind of bought it because I was like, well, I like him, whatever. And I was watching it, and I did the same thing. I was like just watching this movie, and I just said to my wife, like, this thing is fucking amazing. Like, this movie is fantastic. And then she didn't believe me, and I made her watch it, and I don't think she had quite the same appreciation for it. But I was like, holy shit, this thing is great. Yeah.
I was edge of my seat the whole fucking time, and good Lord at the turns that movie takes. I know we're talking about something else, but Jesus Christ. So I feel like you were mentioning how he's sort of not, you know, his brother is mentally handicapped, but he's a fucking idiot too.
Yeah.
So to watch him just, he's trying to do what he feels like is the right thing, I think, and watching him fuck up over and over, like, that's why he's likable. That's why he is a dirtbag like everybody else, sort of, but at least, and I think, and I sort of got like a, it's almost like a, if you took, you know, Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And put him in this kind of movie. This is who this guy is. He's just like, Jesus Christ. He's so dumb.
Yeah.
And but like that's, I feel like that's where.
But then his brother is also Lenny. So it's like Lenny, sure, leading Lenny. Saying. Like that's the problem.
Right. There's no George.
Right. Exactly. It's just Lenny's all the way down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really good. But I mean, it's one of those movies where I don't know if you could say, like, I mean, it's a good movie and it's entertaining, but like if you were like, hey, you want to watch a quality, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be a hard sell because it is.
Yeah. It's one of those ones.
Kind of dour.
It makes me, I have so much fun watching it, but then also I'm sad because I know I'll never enjoy it that way again.
Right. Yes.
It's like once you know what happens and you know it's like you said, not feel good movie of 2017.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You're like, well, shit, but it's totally worth watching at least once.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you have Amazon Prime, it's free. It only costs an hour and a half of your life. Okay, so speaking of other movies that I guess are free, although the cost is more substantial because you have to watch it. This one's on Netflix, and this is Creep 2. So I saw the original Creep. It was in one of these lists of most like interesting horror movies or whatever, and. And yeah. I was like, okay, like it's fine. Like I understood what they were doing. I mean, it kind of towing the line of not knowing. All right, is this guy like a murderer or is he just like a really weird kind of asshole?
Yeah, like nuts. Yeah.
And then you know it becomes clear kind of what. You know what the deal is, and so I kept seeing it because I watch all these shitty horror movies on Netflix, and it's just like, hey, you seem to. You know, not value your time.
Yeah.
So it kept showing it, and I kept seeing his Mark Duplass's big stupid face, and I was like, all right, you wore me down. All right, I'm gonna watch it, and I hated it, and I thought I would hate it, and I did hate it.
Oh, okay.
And it's because I don't like him, and it's not it's not a situation like you're not supposed to like. The serial killer guy, right? Yeah, but you also are. Like, those – the good ones have a personality. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, you root for them. Maybe not in the same way. I mean, it depends. Like not – like, when you first watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you probably weren't rooting for Leatherface except for when he killed that guy in the wheelchair because fuck that guy. He was annoying as shit.
Yes, right.
But you still, like – I don't know if "likes" the right word, but you didn't mind seeing him. You kind of thought it was cool what they were doing with him, you know, so on and so forth. Same thing with with Freddy, with Jason. You know, not so much Michael Myers. Michael Myers, you were just terrified of. but there was a respect there, and here this guy just was like, "Yeah, we get it. You're like a weirdo. You did kill these people. Like that's the whole thing is that the woman filming it, she doesn't know what the audience knows, and then for her to be like, you know, he's got all the whistles, but I'm gonna film it anyway for some YouTube series. Like it's okay,
right.
Like it's fine. Like just go do something else with your life. Yeah, I mean it's not worth dying over. And then he just and I mean, you know, to the movie's credit, he never lied. It wasn't like the situation. I mean, he was totally honest the entire time. You know, he just was like, "Yeah, I've killed these people and, you know, da 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 da." And then, you know, he just kind of did his thing and it didn't kind of work out up until when maybe it did at the end. I don't know, but I just was like, you know, I don't know. I don't like him.
So I do like him because I love the league. But here's the thing with Creep. Why Creep worked the first one is because you didn't know.
Yeah.
For sure. Yet, right. You know, and that's what kept you hanging on. It's like, well, all right. And all this shit keeps happening, but you're still not sure.
Yeah. Cause you're going either way.
Right. And the guy keeps coming back. And then at the end you find out, oh shit. I was like, that was kind of cool. it wasn't the best thing I'd ever seen, but I enjoyed it. You know, it was like I enjoyed the sort of the guessing game that it messed with your head. And so there's no need for a sequel.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ, we already know. You're not fooling anybody. The only one who didn't know was the fucking girl with the camera.
Right.
So then it's not interesting anymore to me.
Right.
And then, oh my God, it tried to do the same fucking tricks with you. So it's almost like it assumed you. And since I have, I was like, well, yeah, he didn't just hang himself. No, he's really killed the people. Like, he's going to fucking try to kill this woman. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
You like when you showed the video with him like hitting that guy with the axe, and then there's the axe on the wall, and she's like, "What does that mean?" And I'm like, "That means like I have an axe. Yeah. It's in my garage where it would be."
Right. It just didn't work. I wanted it to, so I was like, "Oh shit, it's a sequel. Let's see what they do with this. Since we know he's the killer now, this is going to be interesting." And the only thing. It's funny you said Michael Myers, like that's the only thing, and I didn't like it at all. They almost tried to make him into like a Michael Myers, like because he gets the fuck stabbed out of him, and you think he's gone, right? And he's like, "Oh nope, I'm fine. That didn't hurt. Fuck you. Here I come."
I thought,
Jesus Christ.
I thought the stabbing though. I thought that was just fake. Like I thought that was him again, like trying to prove to her,
maybe
like lying to her, like he had like a blood pack or something because. Okay. That's what I thought. But at the same time, like you said, it could be that he just was like, "Hey, I'm trying to find meaning in my life, so I'm gonna almost kill myself and then see if I can, you know."
Yeah. But either way, it just didn't work. Like not the way the first one did anyway. So if you like Creep 1, which I did, I liked it enough. Maybe skip this one. It's not gonna do anything for you.
Yeah. I mean, really, all it does is it make you just go, why are you in this situation? Like, I mean, some of the stuff I like that they did with her when like he's trying to scare her and she's just like, can we go now? Or like when he's like, you know, oh, we can't be naked. We have to be naked. And she just kind of the look she gives him when she takes her clothes off. And I thought that I thought it was interesting that like he was framed on her face. Like she thinks he's like taking a look at her body and he's just looking at her face just to kind of go, all right, is she really as serious as she says she is? And so I thought that, you know, those little things like that were interesting, at least at the very least. It was not like just an opportunity for them to show some tits and ass.
Right.
But
which they did. They only showed him.
right. You know, which good for him. I don't know if I would do that. I don't think that would be the creep part right there. Once that towel dropped, that would be the end of it. You know, it was more like I watched it. It's like I watched it just I knew I wouldn't like it, but I couldn't just let it go. I couldn't just be like, well, you know, you're not going to like it. So don't watch it. I had to prove to myself that I was right in not liking it. And then who wins in that situation? Because I made myself watch a movie that I knew I wouldn't like. And then spoiler alert, I didn't like it.
Right. And then it's like it's an unnecessary sequel, but I had to watch it because I have to watch everything in it. Like the only franchise at this point, basically, that I refuse to watch anymore of is Jeepers Creepers, obviously, for obvious reasons. But
the obvious reasons.
Oh, the director's a pedophile.
Oh. I shouldn't watch the third one that's on Netflix.
I'm not going to. That's up to you. I did not
know that. Yeah, no, I'll skip it.
Yeah, look into that, man. He's a scumbag. That's a whole thing. Okay. But I refuse to watch. But anyway, I have to watch.
For obvious reasons. That'd be a good thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Have you seen this series called Jeepers Creepers? It's amazing. A lot of tight shots on young boys. Kind of weird. But anyway.
that is eerily accurate for having not known the backstory. But which is not funny. I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking it's funny to say, and that's exactly what it is. But anyway, so I had to watch it, and I think the runtime was about 70 minutes. It's not even an 80 minute movie, and I swear to God, I was on the couch for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I was just like, Jesus Christ, this is never going to end, and it's a little over an hour long.
Yeah,
like that's a bad sign. for your indie horror movie. And I understand they're making another one, so which I'll also watch.
Yeah. And then one last thing before we get into Black Panther. So I had asked for, I'm always like, my mom and sister and my sister's husband, you know, they're like, what do you want for your birthday or Christmas? And I always, you know, they're like, we don't want to just get you a gift card. And I was like, all right. So I was trying to, I always try to think of like things that I wouldn't get for myself. And so I remember I was talking to you about the Friday the 13th collection because you had said, oh, that Blu-ray set because Holly was trying to get it or something. And then you said you don't need it. You just get the regular DVD set. So I saw it at Walmart for like $20 and I was like, perfect. So I told them, hey, for Christmas, get me the Friday the 13th collection. First, you know, eight movies or whatnot because I don't own any of them. So so I got it for Christmas, and so I finally ripped them all. They'd been sitting in my drawer for the past 2 months or whatnot. And I was like – and I haven't seen all of them, or if I have, I don't remember them well enough. So I thought, all right, we'll start today. So I watched Friday the 13th today. And it's funny how much – like I remembered at pretty much everything about the movie, but there were, you know, the makeup effects still hold up really well.
Yeah.
And at the time, I'm sure people were just like, holy shit.
You're right.
But also, you know, I forgot that for all the, you know, all the ways in which that franchise has kind of evolved over the years, the fact that in this movie, nobody knows that everybody else is dead. Until the very end, and then only one person knows it. I had forgotten about that entirely. You know, I would have thought that it was like the blueprint for all the other ones where everybody knows that they're being stalked by, you know, some killer and they're all doing stupid things to get away from them. And that's not what happens at all. And I totally forgot that. But the one thing at the end that was funny is – just how not scary Mrs. Voorhees is, like,
yeah, Pamela.
but then, like, when she's slapping the girl, just like these giant, like, exaggerated slaps, and then backhands,
right?
And then
so I do think she pulled off crazy old lady pretty well. Like
she
that,
did.
That
she face, did
that smile.
Like, yeah, when she's like, "Kill him, mommy, kill him." You know, yeah, right. Absolutely. But it's more that, like, you know, I was like, I want to know what workout plan this woman's on because she's like 50 years old and she's like 4'8" and she's like throwing dead bodies through windows, you know, that are like, you know, X number of feet off the ground. I couldn't, you know, throw a bowling ball through a window, much less a dead body.
Yeah.
And she, you know, and she's like fucking stabbing guys with arrows and sticking them to the ground, like all this shit. I'm like, Jesus, I want to know what jazzercise class you signed up for. Get on that shit.
No shit.
Now that I'm getting older.
Right. Yeah. But, I just every time I watch the first one, I just sit knowing the reveal. I just sit and I think to myself what people must have thought in the theater.
And that
when they found out,
and that to me is where the real value of the movie is to kind of put yourself, you know, and say, I mean, this is back at a time when this type of thing really wasn't done. And you genuinely had no idea because she doesn't even make. I mean, when she finally does show up on screen, you're like, something ain't right with her. Like that, like you get, you know, she just seems kind of weird because, you know, all of a sudden there's just a lady shows up and she's just like, hey, you know, and the girl's like, there's people are dead. And she's like, yeah, good to know. Do you know somebody drowned here? You know, like, you're like, wait, why are you talking about that now? This seems like the least important thing right now. Right. She's like, no, yeah, we'll get to those other people. Anyway, let me tell you about my kid. So, you know, so from that standpoint, you knew something was up at that point. But you know, up until that point, you had no idea at all that anything like that was even like an option, for lack of a better word.
Right.
So, yeah, it definitely is cool to kind of put yourself, you know, kind of think, all right, well, what would it have been like to be watching this movie and you've just kind of been watching kids get murdered and you don't know why and they don't know why and they haven't revealed anything. And then all of a sudden this fucking mom shows up and is just like, kill him, mommy. And then you're like,
right.
You know,
like, right. So you get that, like, it's like almost Psycho, but reversed.
Right, right, right. And I mean, and you still had the, you know, you still had kind of the Final Girl thing. Because when did Chainsaw Massacre came out? That was like, what, 78 or 79 or something like that?
77, 78, something like that.
Okay, so that was before. And you got the crazy guy, you know, with the diner or whatnot. So, I mean, you still had some of those elements. You know, it wasn't like completely out of the, you know, new and out of the blue. But, you know, it's just interesting to see kind of how far the franchise shifted from, you know, crazy lady who's, you know, she gets in one major fight and she's dead, you know, like,
right. The first one to fight back.
Right. Exactly. First one to realize throwing a ball of twine is not going to get the job done. To unstoppable killing machine, like, you know, embodiment of evil. Wait, no, that's
part six, baby. Yeah. My favorite one.
So I'm, you know, I'm really excited to kind of watch them all, at least up until 8, because that's where the collection ended, which I don't know why. Did they change, like, distributors or studios?
Ownership, because I think it was Warner Brothers up through, or Paramount, or whoever, up through 8, and then New Line Cinema did Jason Goes to Hell.
And then so that may be. X and, oh, I guess that would make sense, because that was – yeah, okay. So I'll have to get those separate. And I actually like the 2009 reboot.
I did too. I love it. I mean, I think it's great.
I need to get it because I don't have it yet. But I enjoyed it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you tweeted out that we should all sit down because you actually liked Black Panther. Now, were you
a Marvel movie?
Nope. Were you surprised that you would like it?
No, I wasn't. Okay. So it already had several things working in its favor before I ever sat down. Like so first of all, I love the character. Yeah. I have his first appearance. I've loved him for almost as long as I've been reading comics. I love the costume. I love the concept. And then it's got Michael B. Jordan in it, and I love him as well. Mm-hmm. And it's directed by Ryan Coogler?
Yeah.
And I fucking love Creed. Creed.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so this guy directed Creed. He's directing Michael B. Jordan again. Now, I would have been fine with Michael B. Jordan being the Black Panther, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, and then the fact that I love the character. I was like, all right. And it comes out on my birthday. So there's four things that sort of excite me about this movie. And so I was like, all right. But still, there's always the back of my head. But it's a Marvel movie. So who knows how I'm going to feel about it.
Now, but at the same, and I thought that too, but at the same time, I was like, well, it's self-contained. I mean, it has to be self-contained because that's the whole point about Wakanda, and that, and at the end of Civil War, there was only a handful of people who knew about it. So it's not like this was something where, you know, they can't, there's so much story just in what Wakanda is.
Yes.
And who the Black Panther is.
Right.
To even try to tie it into the greater Marvel universe beyond what they did, and the fact that they had already set that in Civil War.
Right. Well, see, and that's part of what really works in this movie for me is that it is its own movie. You can watch this movie alone, get the whole story, and yet if you've seen every Marvel movie, it still touches on the bigger picture.
Right.
It doesn't dwell on it. You know, but it's like, all right, you know, we acknowledge that that's going on, but here, this is what's happening right now since the king is dead and, you know, there has to be a new king and all this. And it works so well. And the other thing that this Marvel movie does that I sat and thought about it and I was like, you know, the difference here for me from any other Marvel movie, save maybe the Winter Soldier, is that I like the villain as much, if not more so, than I do the hero.
Yeah.
Like Killmonger is my favorite Marvel movie villain so far. Like, and by a fucking stretch.
Yeah. Well, Winter Soldier, I mean, you don't really have, I mean, because Bucky is not really the, I mean, he's kind of the enemy, but not really. Like, the enemy is Hydra.
Right.
And Bucky is an interesting, but he's not really a character at that point. He's your Michael Myers or your Jay, you know what I mean? He's just this unstoppable guy. He doesn't have a personality. He's kind of a plot device almost, because you know, the audience doesn't know who he is or what he's doing. His own, right. You know, he has a purpose, but it's a purpose that's given to him by others. Nothing he's kind of doing on his own.
And but I agree, and that's sort of where having read Brubaker's entire Cap Run in for me.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, I think if you come into it knowing who he is, then it's different. I actually like Zemo from Civil War. The idea that, you know, this guy, he doesn't, you know, he had everything taken from him, and he just wants to fuck this shit up. I'm fine
with it. I just wish he'd actually been Zemo.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like when you're kind of dealing with the Marvelization of their own people.
Yeah, right.
Now, were you disappointed that Killmonger didn't have like the Jerry curl and the spiked belt and the wrestler?
No, I wasn't. I'm fine. You know, they need to modernize some of these people.
I never understood why Killmonger looked like that in the first place. Like,
right. Right.
I don't know if I have the old comics, and I'm kind of working my way through them because I started reading them with the latest run. So I don't know if like in the Priest times, like he doesn't look like a wrestler or what, but if his look changes at all, because he looks in the jungle action, he looks ridiculous, frankly.
Right. Well, and I'm fine with updating. Like it needs to happen. Like I said, like you don't want to watch Shane on Netflix running around in pixie boots or fucking go-go boots as the Punisher. You don't, you know what I mean? Like you don't want that.
I think you do.
Absolutely. You might. Well, you know what? That would be amazing. That's a bad example, but still, like, you know, they have to update them. I get that, but like, fucking Zemo, man, come on.
I know.
And you give us a guy in a black turtleneck.
Like, but it was a very nice black turtleneck.
It was. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't cheap, but he wasn't Baron Zemo either.
Right. No, I get it. All right. So the thing that I liked most about the movie aside, I mean, I thought Killmonger was good too, because you understood why he was doing what he was doing.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, like what's interesting is that Nakia there wanted the same thing that he did. She just wanted to do it by kind of including the rest of the world, not burning it down. So you can understand like why he kind of felt the way that he did. But I also thought it was it was interesting that, you know, there was another person there that was basically saying, you know, kind of the same thing, like that we have to open, we can't just help Wakandans, like we have to help other people too. And she just wanted to go about it kind of a different way.
Right.
And that was the thing, you know, like you said, like Black Panther, I mean, Chadwick Boseman was great, but he's almost the least interesting part of his own movie.
Right.
You know, the supporting cast, and I don't even know if you can call it a supporting cast because they're so important. Mm-hmm. Like, when was the last time that there was a movie like this where the supporting characters were just as important? Like, where, like, if you got rid of any of them, really, then that would make for an entirely different movie and a lesser movie.
Yeah.
Like I can't think of when that recently in a Marvel movie anyway that's happened.
No, at all, not at all, right? Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Like it was so interesting, or so like you said, like you almost, if you take anything away, it's a different movie. And T'Challa, or Chadwick Boseman, he was fine, but it's like it was so.
Right.
Like I get it. Like he's so torn because he's thrust into this position where there's all these traditions and everybody, but it's like, I don't know. It's almost like it's because like his father had been the king for so long and they'd done things the old school way, and people were almost afraid to, you know, to be forward thinking because they're so used to this is how it is. And then he's coming in into this role and they've known him for years as the prince, and they're almost more willing to bring up, hey, maybe we need to step away from the old shit, and maybe, you know, like you said, you know, we need to help not just Wakanda. We could benefit the world and sort of, you know, and he's so torn as to what to do. And again, it makes him sort of a background character. He's just kind of
right.
Shit's happening all around him and he's unable to make a decision because he doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Right. And then you've got, you know, the supporting, you know, the cast, I mean, they have their own ideas as to how things should go. And they also play, you know, an important part in the stories that, I mean, like, I was so glad that, and I'm going to get her name wrong, Danai, is that it? Okoye, Danai Gurira there. They actually, how nice it is to see her in something good. Like, my God, like Walking Dead has just become a parody of itself. And she's so wasted in that show. There was a time when she wasn't, but she is now. And it was so nice to see her be able to kick ass and actually act and have good material and and then be equally torn, but be torn between, like, I mean, it was like when, like, this isn't a much of a spoiler, but there comes a point when everybody's kind of getting the fuck out of Dodge because Killmonger is now is kind of the guy and they're like, all right, let's go. And she's like, I can't leave. Like, I protect Wakanda. It doesn't matter who sits on the throne. And I can't imagine for somebody like who was like a Secret Service agent or, you know, or anybody who puts their life, maybe, or their career or whatever, like in service of something like something bigger than themselves, the strength to be able to recognize that I may not personally like this person, but I have a duty to the thing that's larger.
Right.
And I need, and I swore an oath and I'm going to fulfill that duty, even if I don't like the person maybe giving me the orders. Like, I don't know if I could do that. I think I'd be like, fuck you, I'm out.
I definitely would have been like, that was another thing I thought was really like, it just makes you think because they're so honor bound and so, you know, they love their country, their continent, whatever, Wakanda. Like, they're so all about Wakanda to the point that, even if somebody they don't agree with is in charge, then they still are loyal to their, you know, their duty. So much so, you know, they're willing to fight even when maybe they don't believe in the cause.
Right. Which, and then you go, well, then that, at what point do you, like, at what point do you have a responsibility to abdicate, to just go, you know what, I can't do this. Like even if you, you know, at what point do you say I have a duty to beyond Wakanda? Not to, like, I mean, Wakanda's a bad example, but, you know, if you realize that maybe your country is doing shitty things, at what point do you go, all right, well, I can't, you know, I can't continue to support this because they're doing, you know, bad shit. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But and then even like Daniel Kaluuya, like he was great. And being, you know, this idea that he loves Wakanda, but he also, you know, he's lost people. And he feels like the system isn't working for him. And that's the thing that I thought was interesting between him and Killmonger is they both realize the system isn't working, but for far, far different reasons. Mm-hmm. And they're not, you know, I don't think Killmonger's being completely honest with and I forget Daniel Kaluuya's character's name, you know, with him. He's just kind of like,
Wakabi.
He's just like, I want to see things change. And he's like, cool, I want things to change. But probably not the way that, you know, he kind of had in mind. And then this, you know, this idea of, you know, kind of Wakandans fighting Wakandans and whatnot, you know, and kind of how that, and then Okoye's duty to him and, you know, compared to her position and everything. Yep. So, you could just go on and like Shuri, I thought was great. Like this, she had the right, for me, the right mix of, you know, kind of little sister, kind of annoying little sister, but also, you know, genius. And then, and it makes sense because Wakanda is so, technologically advanced. Like,
right.
You know, it's not like she's just kind of making shit up and pulling it out of her ass. I mean, that's the thing right. about vibranium, though, right? Like, I mean, that's kind of how it goes. They're just like, yeah, we can make anything out of metal.
Yeah, it's
like,
well, it does anything, yeah.
Right, and you're like, why? Like,
yeah.
Because it absorbs vibrations. Yeah, but that car flies. You know, like,
right.
lots of, you know, I don't really see how that's...
she was good. She was the one thing the first time showed up. I was like, oh, fuck.
Here's oh, really? The
Tony. Yeah, I was like, here's the Tony Stark. God damn it. I knew that, like, they had to do it to me. But she ended up not being annoying. She was like, like you said, little sister. She was annoying. She brought the humor, but it wasn't overdone. It was the right amount for me anyway.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I thought she was great. I've seen a lot of people say she'll be Iron Man after Robert.
Oh, she'll be Riri?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Wouldn't be surprising. It wouldn't surprise me. It's just a question of whether or not, you know, kind of whether or not they want to. I mean, Wakanda might open up, but
right.
You know, I don't know if they'd open up that much. But it's funny because after we left the movie, my son goes, you think they'll let any Americans into Wakanda? And I said, not if they're smart. Like, as in, Americans have a way of just totally fucking everything up for the rest of us. So let's hope not. I said, well, I don't think they're just going to open up like a tourist board. Like, hey, come to beautiful Wakanda. You know, I think they're probably going to be pretty careful about, you know, who they let in. And I don't know if Americans are going to be the first choice. You know, like Trump's first visit to Wakanda. Like, no, you know, like, love Wakanda. I've always loved Wakanda. The Wakandan yeah. people are great. They're so good, all of them. Shuggy, is that your name? Shuggy? Anyway, I love Shug Knight. He's great. Anyway, I could do that all day. So the thing, though, that you know, I don't understand, and I read an article about this that kind of explains it, is for all of, like, how we heard about, like, Wakanda's, like, the greatest, most technologically advanced place on Earth, whatever, I'm like, why are all of your outdoor shots, one, in that one town? Like, why do you only have that one trading post?
Right.
You know, and they're like, we need to go get fruit. And they're like, let's go to the only market in Wakanda. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I can drive within 10 minutes. I could be at like two Krogers and a Publix. And we don't have flying cars where I live.
Right. Right.
But that's, then also this. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's always been that way too. It's just an interesting sort of part of the character and like the whole Wakanda thing. It's like for as advanced as they are technologically, you know, they still cling to these ancient traditions. And it's like,
right,
sure, they could have more markets, you know, or whatever, but it's like, honestly, like, it's almost tribal.
Right. But I mean, they just kind of went on about, like, and I remember this part from the trailer where and it wasn't in the movie, where Martin Freeman was like, I've seen gods, I've seen this, I've seen that, I've seen nothing like Wakanda. And then you're like, welcome to the market. You know, and you're like, all right. Like, I mean, when they first flew in, you're like, oh, that's so cool. And then later on, they're just like, let's go to the same place. We're going to do the challenge in the same place. It's a very, very small waterfall.
You right.
know, and then, yeah. and then let's go outside, you know, and you're like, wow, okay. You know, I would have thought there'd be more to Wakanda than this, but and then the CGI was not good. It just was it was not good. The character models at times seemed kind of rubbery and I read about that and it was this article about you know, aside from, you know, the Planet of the Apes movies, which are that is like the high watermark as far as I'm concerned for digital effects. But they said that essentially VFX studios right now are in a race to the bottom because mm-hmm. everybody is trying to outdo everybody else and prove that they can do stuff for less. And then you've got you know, the type of things that movie studios are asking them to do, and when the director changes their vision and all that stuff, and the type of stuff they just want done, but they don't want to pay any more for it. And then right. the VFX studios, they're perfectly fine kind of like working their employees to the bone because they know how important it is for them to get, you know, this work. And so what ends up happening is you get something like Black Panther. It's a $200 million movie made from arguably the most successful action movie franchise ever. And the CGI looks bad.
Yeah.
And so it was a really interesting article. And they said that, you know, what studios have been doing of late is they'll just fix things up for the home video release. And they said that the VFX studios, they don't charge more for that. They just kind of take the hit on it because they want the business. It was an interesting read. But you know, and that was the thing that struck me. I just was like, wow, that's just not great. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And you know, when you kind of think back to, it reminded me of like in Spider-Man 2, like some of the scenes, like, cause that was when they first, like I remember Spider-Man 2 and Blade 2 kind of coming in at the same time. Ooh. That was like both movies like experimented with this whole, like, we're going to do some action scenes where the models are completely CGI. I remember the fight in Blade 2, like in front of the spotlight.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
You're like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
That.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah, and it was almost like that was like people watched that and were like, you know what, this needs work, or let's figure out a way that we can do this better, because that was so not great. You know, and maybe they'll fix it, maybe they won't. I mean, the reality is it doesn't matter because it's still a great movie.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think where it fits in my list of Marvel movies, and I'm not sure. I still really like Winter Soldier, and maybe I shouldn't like it as much, but I still really do.
Yeah, Winter Soldier's still my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of where I am too.
I think Black Panther's top five though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But you know, I don't love the Marvel movies, so.
Right.
No, when you make one about one of my favorite characters and it ends up not disappointing me, then that pretty much moves it close to the top of the list.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I watched Doctor Strange again. Like, my wife had never seen it, so I was like, let's watch it. I still love that movie. Like, I you know, I know there's a lot of people who don't like it. I still really like
that
movie.
I don't.
You don't like Doctor yeah. Strange? Really?
Good
Why
God,
not?
No. No, it bores the piss out of me. I can't stand
really?
It.
Really?
It's – oh, God. It's so bad. I like the last – I like the ending.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the only thing I like.
Really?
Yeah, the big thing with Dormammu or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Well, time loops are always fun.
But I'm so bored for the 2 hours leading up to that I almost just want to skip just to that.
Oh, no. I love that movie. And I don't know if it's because, like, Doctor Strange was my jam when I was a kid. Like, when I realized, all right, mutant powers, that's not going to happen.
And that's fair.
By a spider. Yeah. So, you know, right, all I have left at this point is the mystical arts.
Sure. And to be fair, I hate Doctor Strange. And I'm that way with the DC characters as well. It's not just Marvel characters. The whole the magical people.
Oh, I love
I don't,
magic stuff.
I don't. I like Zatanna. And Constantine's cool, but outside of that group there, I don't care for most of
them. Oh yeah, all like Doctor Strange. I mean, literally, like when I was a kid, I just was like, that is my only chance for powers. Like, right. Seriously, I was like, I have to, because I'm never in a lab, so right. I'm not gonna get bit by a spider. I've already gone through puberty. I used to, like, right. when I was a kid, I would find sticks and I'd tap them on the ground, hoping that I would turn into Thor. So right. when I was like, all right, I could actually become Doctor Strange, because he just went to a place and he studied real hard. Like, I could do that. I could totally sure. do that.
Right.
And I love all the magic stuff, like Constantine and Dr. Fate and
I do like Dr. Fate. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say. I do like Dr. Fate. I like Dr. Fate a lot.
I like all that shit. So you know, when I saw they were doing a Doctor Strange movie, I was just like, fuck yeah, I'm all over it.
I will say, I and you know, this is not generally the case. because I always prefer the DC animated films to the Marvel ones. But I did like the Doctor Strange animated movie they did.
I don't remember that. I remember watching it at the same time I watched a bunch of other ones, and the other ones sucked.
Most Marvel ones suck, but I actually did like Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember it. I'll have to watch it again. I mean, I prefer the DC magic stuff. Just I like it's just got a more of an edge to it, and you know the stupid stuff like Etrigan and
right, okay.
I like all that dumb stuff. Like he's a demon and he speaks in rhyme. You know, like like it makes no sense for him to do that, but he does it. You know.
Yep.
But you know, and honestly, in the Marvel side, it's pretty much Doctor Strange, and then that's it. I think.
Yeah.
Because Scarlet Witch, I mean, she's not. She's a mutant. Well, she's a mutant. She's not really.
It's true. Yeah.
It doesn't count. So. Yes. Yeah, so are you excited then that Infinity War is now like been moved up a week so you can.
It just means it's over sooner for me. So sure.
You know, you don't have to watch it. You
could just be like, of course I do.
Going. I'm not going.
I have to watch it.
I'm not doing it.
Man, I've been reading comic books. The only things I've been doing longer reading comic books are like breathing and playing video games. So like I have to go. I'm just not looking forward to it.
Why? Is it just because it's a Marvel movie or you just don't want a two-parter do a good job?
I don't
all the above.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like it. I want to. It's a Thanos movie, for God's sakes. I love Thanos. I want it to be amazing. I know it's not going to be. So.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, for me, Thanos is one of those guys, like, I don't know. I don't think he looks right in the movie. I could tell you that much. He needs his hat.
No, he doesn't. Yep.
He needs his hat is what he needs. Yep.
No, he doesn't need to look like a purple big toe with a face on it. So.
Like Grimace went and got jacked.
He does. He looks like a jacked Grimace.
Yeah. 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 No, you're right.
With a vagina chin.
Yeah, that's a weird. Ugh. That's a weird thing that they're doing there. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah. For me, it's like, well, I'm gonna go see it, so I don't really care when it is. You know, I mean, yeah. You know, from a marketing perspective, if it makes them happy, I guess, you know, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I, you know, it's not like I was like, well, like, you know, my schedule was booked, you know.
Yeah, right. No shit. Yeah.
But I'm actually, if I had to say, I'm probably more excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp than I am.
I definitely am. I love Ant-Man.
Yeah, that movie I enjoyed quite a bit. But I'm more excited, I think, for that than I am for and not to say that I don't think Infinity War is going to be any good. I'm sure it'll be great. But, you know, I don't know. It's just one of these things where when it's just a whole bunch of people fighting, you just kind of go, well, there's just not going to be time.
Yeah.
For them to really get into anything other than holy shit.
Right.
Punch,
and that's
punch, 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 punch.
That's part of what concerns me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what concerns me about Thanos, because they've done nothing with him other than him show up in after scenes credits. And I'm like, well, you've done nothing to establish this guy. Yeah, they've been doing the Infinity Gems and all that shit, but I mean, how much time do you think they're really going to spend on that?
Right, especially to do him right when he's just like, I'm in love with death. And they're like, right. Oh, you're a goth? And he's like, not quite.
Like, yeah.
Like, imagine death as a hot chick with a skull face.
Now let's fight.
Jesus. Yeah, but at least like that was the thing. Even as a kid, I remember reading, you know, the Infinity Gauntlet series or whatever the fuck it was called. And, you know, he warps them all out in space and they're all fighting. And then fucking Wolverine jumps on him and jabs the claws into his chest. And they're like, he's the only one who has a chance. And I remember reading going, that is some bullshit.
Yeah,
yes. Are you trying to tell me you've got a god there and the best person with a chance at killing a Titan is fucking Wolverine? Get the fuck out of it. Like, even as a kid, I was like, okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, man, I'm so over the Wolverine thing, it's not even funny. But anyway,
I mean, what's funny is I mean because my Marvel comics are very like, I mean, I don't read X-Men stuff. I read, you know, like I'll pick up trades and stuff, but it's more like the stuff on the outer fringes, like Like, I really liked the Hellcat series, and I liked I loved like, I liked Spider-Gwen, and I liked the Bobby, what's her nuts? I can't remember the name of her, that series. She was like a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Mockingbird.
Oh, Mockingbird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Like, I like all those kind of Squirrel Girl, like all the fringe characters. So I don't read any of the big stuff to know, like, if is Wolverine yeah. alive? Is he dead? Is he still the most important being in the Marvel Universe? Like, any of that shit. Yeah. I do like the Sam Wilson Captain America. I love that run. But I don't read anything current. You know, I always pick shit up like way right. late. So, you know, so I have no idea if Wolverine is still as important as he's always been.
He's dead. He's still dead.
Oh, is he still dead? I'm sure he'll yeah. come back, though, because they're reading everything over the summer.
The the previews this month had a solicit for the return of Wolverine or whatever. So he's just coming back.
Just like, I like that they're like, Thor is coming back. You know, he's going to be Thor again. And people yeah. are like, oh, you can't kill Jane Foster. And I'm like, that's the whole point. Like, literally, the entire thread running through her arc as Thor is that it is going to kill her. Either yeah. because she's going to transform back and die. or just, the, you know what I mean? Like, that's been the whole thing. Like, I'm really excited to see how. Like, I have the first – I don't know if it's the first two or just the first trade, but I really like that book. And I'm like, I can't wait until they're all done, and then I can get all 4 years and just fucking rip through them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Yeah, so I remember reading that in the Infinity Gauntlet thing, and then like, you know, and then he turns his skeleton to like rubber or something. I was like, oh, that's funny. Like good on you, Thanos. And I don't even remember how the whole thing ended, to be perfectly honest. But they're not going to do that. That would be awesome, though, if they did. If he, like, warps them to an asteroid and then just fucking murders them all.
Then, I mean, I'm fine with that, but I don't see that happening.
And then Death's there, and she's like, you want to get drinks? He's like, cool. Anyway, all right. So I don't know what next show is going to bring, because I have no idea what's coming or what's happening or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't. It's stupid. We always do this at the end. And this time I saw something the other day and I was like, oh, shit, that's right. That's going to be out for next show. Fuck if I remember what it was.
I mean, the only thing I can think of that I definitely know is, and it won't be out for next show, is the next Pacific Rim movie.
But that's what it was. That's absolutely what it was. God damn it.
Because that's like the 23rd or something, I thought.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I just saw it was like coming end of March. You know how I get my dates fucked up. But
sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You're right.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, I can't.
Like, yeah, I'm taking my kid. I'm like, well, I don't care whether you want to see it or not. I'm going. Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, mine loved the first one. We saw it in the theater. We've watched the Blu-ray like 60 times.
I don't think so. I could get him to, he watches movies like, he'll watch like 10 minutes of a movie and then be like, yeah, I'm good. And then maybe he'll watch it again the next day. Maybe yeah. he won't. But to get him to sit down
mm-hmm.
and like, they just watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 because he's too lazy to come downstairs and get it. The case, and he's like, well, we don't have a Blu-ray player up here, we only have a DVD player. And I'm like, well, go in mom's office. But he doesn't want to do that. He just wants to sit up in his fucking hidey hole. So mm-hmm. finally it was on Netflix and they watched it, and I was like, ain't that some bullshit? Like, he was watching, he taped the original one on FX. I'm like, I've had the original one for God knows how long, but it wasn't like he couldn't just hit a button and have it show up magically.
Right.
So he didn't watch it. So getting him, if I were to like, hey, let's watch Pacific Rim, that is not going to happen. But if I say to him, do you want to go see this movie? It's a bunch of big giant robots fighting big giant monsters. He'd be like, yeah. So
yeah.
I could just be like, let's hope they're all analog. Like, yeah. So anyway, so we'll get to that at some point, and then, you know, maybe next show we can just be like, recount our greatest monster hunts.
There you go. I'll watch something between now and next. Oh, 2 weeks.
I will too. Yeah, I will too. Absolutely. I never know anything that's happening until you tell me that I should watch something. And I go, okay. That's basically how it goes down. So, all right. Well, thank you everybody for hanging out. Appreciate it as always. This has been, episode 42 Divided by Werewolves, and whatever it is we end up doing in the next couple weeks, we hope that you'll be here with us. So for myself and Mitch, thank you, good night, and have a good evening.